This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
And welcome in to Saturday Morning Brew with Jaffe and Razor. It is officially hockey season when you see the single digits. I think we got that yesterday?
Yeah, it was cold.
It is cold. Cold to the point that even in the garden on Thursday night, even I complained.
Oh, he smells.
And I'll complain about other stuff, but not the heat or not the cold. You know me, I love the cold.
That's right.
Holy smokes, it was cold in there. But Bruins weren't cold. They had the nicest, would you call it the most mellow win of the season on Thursday night? Sure seemed like it.
That's what it was. St. Louis. It was a cruise. It was a nice long bike ride for them. in California, not in this weather. Real easy. And that you need some of those. I mean, we talked so much about those back in the record-breaking season, how it was going to pay off at the end of the season, and I would use that same kind of idea in this scenario where these games are so hard. They've played so many, more than any other team they've played games, but also more than any other team they've played 1- and 2-goal games. So yeah, they've had a lot of stress, and that was an easy one the other night.
To your point about more games than anybody in the Eastern Conference, they're at 29 games played tonight when they host and see the New Jersey Devils for the first time this season. It'll be their 30th game. And there's only one other team, Dallas, in the West, who has played 29. I beg your pardon, and Utah now. Utah played last night.
Yep.
And if there's one other, forgive me. But nobody's hit 30 yet. Bruins are going to hit 30 tonight. It's a lot of games in a short period of time. We've talked about it on the podcast before, and I think we mentioned it on Nesson on postgame as well, though, that the schedule is a little more breathable once we got to starting the last Detroit game. It was, 6 games in 15 days, so now we're down to 4 games, if I remember correct.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so there's a little more rhythm to it instead of chaotic and, I can't imagine, and I know players, like to play. I know they like to they're like the old horses that like to run, but in games only. But still, the volume of games and the back and forth and the ping pong, around on the plane, off the plane, this, that, and everything, was mammoth for them, to borrow the Utah team name.
There you go. Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday is the perfect NHL rhythm.
Right.
It just is. It's for everybody. You get thrown off with a Monday game. You get thrown off with a Sunday game. You get thrown off with a back-to-back Friday, Saturday. So this rhythm of this last week and next week, Tuesday, Thursday, I know next week's Sunday, but even better, is how NHL players typically process their game the best.
And getting ahead of ourselves, next week is all on the road.
Yep.
They head out for a Tuesday game in St. Louis, and then they have a Thursday game in Winnipeg, and then Sunday in Minnesota, and there's a little time to breathe on the road instead of, again, running around.
Yep.
Late nights, getting in to the hotel at 3 a.m., etc.
Well, and then it also segues into tonight's game and how important tonight's game is.
Yeah.
Because they are going on the road, because St. Louis, Winnipeg, Minnesota is always just a tough trip to get through in December, especially, which makes tonight's New Jersey game really important for them. This is another game where they have 32 points. New Jersey has 33 points. The New Jersey Devils have lost four in a row. You're at home. You want to be 11-5 when you get going on the road next week.
It'd be great. Yeah. Yeah. Tough trip for many ways. It's, you know, usually it's the teams that you play, and I'm not going to say any game is ever easy. Too much respect for the league in that regard, but, you know, St. Louis should be a beatable game.
Yep.
Winnipeg is a team in a bit of a conundrum right now without Connor Hellebuck and some others, and then Minnesota. Minnesota's good, but again, getting well ahead of ourselves here. Let's quickly go back the week that was. Three games since Razor and I last sat in these seats for Saturday Morning Brew with Jaffe and Razor, 2-1. In that time. Am I forgetting anything? Detroit was the last win, and then they went into Detroit?
Yep.
Okay.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I know. You're thinking, too. I had to think about it quickly this morning, and I looked at the schedule,
morning.
But it goes to show that it doesn't still connect when I still even don't trust myself. They beat Detroit 2-1 at home. A very, for the Bruins, at least, and Bruins fans, intense, emotional game. That was a victory. They went 2-1 in the week. That game wasn't 2-1. But then they lose to Detroit. In Detroit, in a game that was nowhere near as intense, nowhere near as structured for Bruins and their fans. And then they have that St. Louis game where they skate to a 5-2 victory. So, again, the week that was 2-1, power play 2-for-6, PK 9-for-10. Still too many penalties, but better-ish,
yes.
which is saying something. But this team continues to play, for the most part, in tight games, to your point, in since the streak, when they went 7-0, right? They're 5-6-0 in that time, Razor. They've been outscored 34-30, but they've had 5 one-goal games in that time and another empty net goal game. So 6 of them, 1-goal games. I mean, it's been completely grinded out hockey, which I know we expected when the year began, but I'm actually okay. 5-6-0 since that stretch. I mean, I'd love to see it 6-5-0. I know that sounds like a
5-4-2, right?
Sure,
like
get the extra point
a couple times
somewhere.
But and I know, and now I'll finish your thought because I know what you're going to say 5-6. But it with all of the injuries, with everything that's gone into that, it's more than a respectable record after rattling off those 6 wins in a row that they did earlier.
Right, and I just.
Yeah, you almost died.
I did. I almost smashed myself.
Too bad we didn't have that on the
Well,
on
I think
the
we
Zoom.
Do. I think
oh, we do have the Zoom somewhere?
Maybe not. I don't know. You
can't even see us there.
I don't know.
That's why I took
my
hat off. You
should have. Yeah, coffee in the face. It's good. It's a good morning, folks, that I need my coffee. Let's talk about, you know, listen, the big story that was this past week, the last couple of games, is the play of guys filling in, especially Alex Steeves. And, you know, this is his moment. This is his time. Alex Steeves is a guy that he worked his ass off in the minors, scored in the minors, changed his game in the minors from what he was in the USHL, where he played a couple of seasons, what he was in the NCAA, where he played 3 years at Notre Dame. And to his credit, even since, you know, in the American League, you know, he thought he was a goal scorer, point producer. He's been up at the top of the list, so to speak, last year, and he was really producing before. But he's found a way to make a difference. And I think that is kind of a lost art for many players coming up now. Different than your era, Razor, where I think you can speak to it better than me since I was broadcasting then, not playing with you. But I think that it's even more rare now because kids, especially from a young age, think that they're always a goal scorer and that's always what they're going to be.
Correct. That's it. The details, as you know better than I do, at a minor hockey level is and a prep school level and even a college level are lost on the best players. The
lost.
Details are lost on the best players. And so for a guy, I would expect that Alex Steeves has benefited so much from his AHL time learning those details and picking up on those details while he was still scoring a point per game down there, understanding that when you get called up, typically you just don't get called up to play in the top six unless you're a first round pick, unless you're a guy who's been in the minor, is a 20-year-old kid, like, you know, even a Fraser Minton in that kind of respect, even though he's a top nine player. So typically you do get called up and you have to find ways to chip in. And I think Alex learned that over the last 3 years. While he's only had a little cup of tea in the National League, but in the AHL, understanding, okay, seeing all the guys getting called up and how do I have to play when I get my chance to get called up? And that's allowed him to now chip in offensively here. He did a great job killing penalties when he was first called up. He did a great job on the fourth line creating energy, and now he gets his chance. And now his goal scoring, now his offensive instincts are there and they're ready. And you can see his goal scoring details are very good too. The other night, he's always looking to shoot. You've talked about it. Brick talked about it. He's always ready to shoot. He's always ready to get open. He understands patterns in the offensive zone really well.
Very well. He understands the lanes, right? Yep. Where to drive.
Yeah.
And some people say, well, what do you mean? Like, that should be obvious. No, it isn't. You know, there's a big difference between 2 feet outside the dot and a half a foot inside the dot, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, no, it is stick position, et cetera. His confidence, that's the other thing. Because he's done the other things to gain the trust, not just of his coaches, but of his teammates. Mm-hmm. They see him willing to throw his body around. They see him being able to, initiate forecheck and determination. Your comment about the PK, willingness, we saw him block some shots a couple of weeks ago that gets you that tap on the back.
Yep.
But it's more than that. It's you belong. Yeah, thanks. You know, you're here, right? Like, great job. That's legit stuff. 5 goals and 1 assist in his last 5 games. 2 goals against the Isle, a little over week and a half ago. Then Detroit, at Detroit, and then he had 1 goal, 1 assist against St. Louis for 5-1. It's a damn good line for it. Now, how long is this going to stay? I don't want to say who cares, but you know what I mean.
No.
It's about keep going, buddy, but impact the game, and you will continue to find yourself in the lineup, you know, not being able to come out of the lineup.
And at least do it as long as David Pastrnak's not in the lineup.
Right.
Like, if he's out 2 more games, do it for 2 more games. If he's out for 3 or 4 more games, do it for 3 or 4 more games. Whatever that is, and then let the dust settle from there.
We talked on the last podcast about what we thought the lineup could be. NHL's ever going to be fully healthy. But when the Bruins finally get healthy, get everybody back, including Pastrnak, but who skated yesterday, by the way, which was okay, encouraging. Doesn't know when that means he's back, but it's a great step. And Charlie McAvoy, you know, being out there again, full practice, great step forward. Mm-hmm. But right now, just right now, you would have to say that Steves wouldn't come out of the lineup. You agree?
No. Yeah, he's not coming out of the lineup if David comes back. And when he does and everyone else is healthy, he's not. Alex Steves is staying in the lineup for sure.
Yeah, and again, it depends where the rest of the lineup is,
yeah,
too. I mean,
that's right.
I don't know if we'll ever – we always talk about injuries in any pro sport, but in the NHL this year, if you're just listening in, folks, and you haven't been following along, this year is absolutely – absolute mess as far as injuries go, given the amount of games in the short time.
Everyone's going to be healthy start of March. That's right, the first time you're going to see like the lineups be full. And at best, that's when it's going
to
be.
As long as somebody doesn't get hurt going to the Olympics.
Someone's going
to
twist an ankle on the beach. That's what's going to happen. All the weird injuries we're getting, somebody's going to end up spraining an ankle, playing beach volleyball, you know, something, or surfing or whatever it is.
We've had, I don't want to laugh about anybody's injury, but we've had a barbecue incident with a Florida player, Etu Lustereinen.
The rookie party dinner for Jack Hughes.
Jack Hughes had a knife.
Restaurant issue.
Yeah. Restaurant, a knife issue. So Jack Hughes will not be in the lineup tonight. If you haven't been following the New Jersey Devils, their top offensive player has been out already for almost a month.
They didn't score again last night.
They didn't. They lost to Vegas, right?
Yeah, 3-0.
Yeah. I watched some of that game. And, you know, it was actually a pretty good game.
Okay.
It was a good game. And then there's another, a player, St. Louis player, Toropchenko, who scalded himself.
Jeez.
With burning water. We've had some weird injuries. The number to call to join in, 617-779-7937. 617-779-7937. That's what we'll take calls. We'll get to a couple of them in the in the next segment. You can join Razor and me there. We're going to continue to go through the lineup. We've got some, you know, some guys who are coming back from injuries. The Elias Lindholms, he's been back now for a little bit. And are we starting to see game-by-game progression? He's putting up points. We'll talk about that. Victor Arvidsson coming back. He had a nice goal, a shot from the right side the other night. So talking about guys getting back into the lineup, how this team continues to morph. Have they been able to, you know, how they've been able to overcome some things? We got a lot to cover here. We got a couple of more segments coming up. Razor, you and I are going to see a team tonight again, the New Jersey Devils, that I know they're missing, you know, rinse, wash, repeat, right? A couple of guys, but different pace, right, than what we saw with the St. Louis Blues.
They play fast. Yeah. They do. They're a fast forechecking. Everything they do is fast. They try and disrupt with speed. They're not overly physical, but they do have some of those guys now. They've gotten heavier and a little harder to play against, more playoff oriented type team.
Yep.
Tom Fitzgerald's put that group together, but 7-7 on the road, you know, a decent road team, -2 in goals for, goals against. So they're the same as everybody else right now in the Eastern Conference.
They were up at the top for a while.
Yep.
They get some injuries and a little tiredness. They come back down. And it looks like we'll see Jake Allen tonight, not Jacob Markstrom, because Markstrom played last night. Jake the Snake. We'll do another preview later here on Saturday Morning Brew with Jaffe and Razor. But for now, we're going to send it over to our guy, David Azer. He's got what's trending now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
All right, welcome back in to Saturday Morning Brew. Jaffe and Razor here, and EEI Razor. So we get this show live every Saturday, 8 to 9. Get to see each other bright and early. And then we get it out on podcast, wherever you listen to your podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We also put it on our YouTube channel. And you know where else we're going to be tonight? Nesson.
Oh, yeah.
5 o'clock.
There you go. Pre-game.
That's right. So now Morning Brew with Jaffe and Razor on Saturdays, scheduled to be on Nesson. And you can catch the replay there, too. So a lot of talk.
Yeah, it is.
a lot of time spent together.
Holy smokes. It is. We are in the dog days. No, we're in the dog days for us, too, for sure.
Well, we've been talking. It's funny. We're in the dog days much earlier than we normally are because, again, of the condensed schedule.
Yeah.
And we got a couple calls lined up, and I think one of them involves the Olympics, so I don't want to get into it just yet. But because of that, normally the dog days are January, right, into Feb, and then you get up to the trade deadline, and then you can kind of get past it, especially if you're a playoff team, you know.
Yeah.
If you're a non-playoff team like the Bruins were last year after making all those the fire sale, that is the double dog days.
Dead man walking at that
point. Those are tough days.
Walking to the guillotine.
You know what? Let's do this right now. It's time now for the most entertaining play of the week brought to you by Apex Entertainment. Visit 100,000 square feet of fun, pure fun, at Apex in Marlboro. And be sure to pick up a gift card for the holiday. So it's the most entertaining moment of the past week. Last night, what I saw on social media, Nikita Zadorov chugging a beer courtside at the Celts game. That was pretty entertaining, but I don't know if I'd call it the most entertaining moment. The big man doing, by the way, a very nice job with that. I thought he was ultra professional showing his skills.
100%. Yeah. If you get on the big screen, like, you gotta chug that.
It's beer. Entertaining.
It's not going to affect the big man. He could have probably 500 of those. It does not affect him in any way whatsoever.
So what was the most, I'll let you take the first one since you, my friend, are always entertaining. What's the most entertaining moment of this past week for you?
By far the Detroit game on Saturday night in the Garden. 3-2 win. Not even close. Bit of a sleeper in Detroit, a bit of a sleeper against St. Louis in a good way. But that game was energetic. The Bruins played with a ton of passion. Mark Kastelic dropping Mo Sider. It was physical. Tanner Janot running everybody over. And then Casey Mittelstadt scoring the shootout winner. And Swayman making a huge save on the shootout side. That was by far the most entertaining 10 minutes, hour and a half, 3 hours of the week.
Yeah, nice energy in the building last Saturday. It was great.
It was.
Hopefully tonight's the same way.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, there's nothing
it's not
like
an original six. It's, you know, always original six just does it, right? You always have Red Wings jerseys, Blackhawks jerseys, Rangers jerseys in the crowd, always. And it just brings something else.
Yeah, you're right. The color schemes are vibrant, real, and there's just a little something more.
It's awesome.
So it's a lot of fun. I keep reminding you, folks, tonight's game, 7 o'clock against the Devils, 6 o'clock pre on Nesson. Actually, 5 o'clock now.
That's it.
With Morning Brew with Jaffe and Razor starting the replay at 5 o'clock. You brought out Casey Mittelstadt. He's been solid in his return. He has. He's been working well, working the wall well. You know, the type of player that a lot of question marks coming in, and a lot of question marks about other players too. Victor Arvidsson. So this is a good time right here. We'll take some calls after this, folks. But you've got Mittelstadt coming back from injury. Victor Arvidsson coming back from injury recently. Elias Lindholm coming back from injury recently. The list keeps going on and on and on. But in particular, those guys, we can touch on all of them, one, whatever. But they've all obviously been able to get their legs again. And like a guy like Lindholm, that was, a knee injury is tough, man. Real tough. But what he has found, and I think he's literally going to feel 1 degree better or 1% better, I should say, game to game, is his hands are there, and he's been picking up a ton of points in the last week and a half since he's been back.
7 assists in 4 games for Elias, and that makes him feel he needs points and to feel like he's contributing. He's one of those guys. I think Mittelstadt's that guy too. And again, he's on pace for a 50-point season if he played all the games. So, half a point a game, which we'll take in a heartbeat with Casey Mittelstadt and his ability to without playing power play. Essentially, so
right.
That's
second,
5-on-5.
Yeah.
You know, like that's good stuff for him. They've gotten. We talked about it, the Alex Steeves story, but these guys have also done a really good job chipping in with that secondary scoring behind Morgan Geekie.
Yeah, important that the team sees that secondary scoring coming. Important that the other top line, if that makes sense, really gets the opportunity to put up points. To your point about seeing it next to their name, it's a small thing, but it's a huge thing. Right there, because we always were looking for Pasta, obviously, and then all of a sudden Morgan Geekie becomes one of the hottest players in the hockey universe. Literally, it's true. I mean, along with Nathan MacKinnon, the hottest guy out there. But then you need to see, and that's why Zaka scoring 2 goals last game. You mentioned Lindholm with 7 assists in his last 4. He's played a total of 6 games since his extended absence due to the knee injury, since he was out the lower body injury. Now, all 4 of his goals on the year, just one thing on Lindholm, have come on the power play. Would love, here's your obvious statement for the segment, love to see him get one at even strength. I think that would do a lot, too. I know assists are nice.
Yeah.
Who doesn't love a night? And he had 2 really nice assists beautiful assist the other day.
No,
different, albeit very different, but a goal, even strength, is different.
It is. I think, though, when you're typically on a line with Pasta and Geeky, you're just not looking to shoot.
Facilitator.
You're always facilitating, always looking to one of those guys. If there's only one guy, if it's only Pasta, then sometimes you feel like you have to take that on. But with two of those guys, two shooters, you're always just facilitating. And I think that's what he's done.
When those three are together, too, it's a small thing, but it's a big. You rarely see three righties together.
Oh, that's right, too.
You rarely do. There's more lefties and righties.
So there's always a one-time option for Elias Lindholm.
Yes.
So he's never a one-time option because the other two are always a one-time option for him. That also brings a big part of that into it.
I wonder what the percentage is now of righties to lefties to righties in the NHL. But it's more. It is.
Yeah, up front it is. And then on the back end, you can't find a right-handed defenseman if your life depended on it.
The Bruins, for a few games, played with five lefties.
That's right. It's so
and
odd.
One righty.
But
that's why right shot defensemen get bigger contracts.
I know. It'd make your kid a right-handed defenseman, and it's like a left-handed pitcher.
I know. Maybe it's time to push Jake back to
there. You go. Absolutely.
There we go. There.
Always a job.
617-779-7937. Let's take a couple of calls right now. We'll start with Depot. He was in first. Depot from Connecticut. Welcome. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. I know the Olympics are far away, but they're starting to put names
not
together.
Not that far away, buddy. Not that far.
And Canada's loaded. Is there any chance that you can see Morgan Geeky's name start popping up, especially in how it will affect with the ties with Don Sweeney between both the Bruins and Team Canada? Thanks, guys.
Okay. Yes, his name has popped up. It started to.
He is on the list now.
He is on the list, which means you need to get drug tested.
Yep.
Which is a good thing, I guess, if you want to, you know what I mean? It means that you've been accepted on the list as part of the Olympic protocol. There's no way that you can deny, not at least considering where Morgan Geeky and his 21 goals are and what he's done. And it's, of course, it's not just this year, but it's last year for the last two-thirds of the season. Team Canada is going to look at that and say, boy, do we need a guy that can shoot the puck as hard, if not harder, than anybody? Do we need a guy that, if need be, in his role, he's a depth player that gets power play time? Absolutely, we'll consider that when it's all said and done. I still think it's going to be a tough ask. There's a bevy of players for Team Canada up front. Mm-hmm. It's a dearth of goalies. That's a whole other situation. But, yeah, he's going to get considered, no question about it.
Yeah, and that's something to be really proud of.
Yeah.
To for these guys, the Schaefers, the Scott Wedgwood, now Morgan Geeky are the three names that have come up that, yes, they have been put on the list, that weren't on the list in the summer, that were completely off the board, that are now put on the list. Like, for me, that's almost as good as making the team. To put that much pressure on Team Canada to make them come out and say, you guys are now part of this mix, because they don't like saying that, and they're not going to do it unless they absolutely have to. Those guys should be really proud. I don't see a way for Morgan to get on the team. I think Don Sweeney will most certainly be pounding the table louder than everybody else, as all these guys do for their own players. The big issue is there's just so many forwards.
Right.
And the first six spots are taken for all of these teams. They've already announced Team Canada took five guys as forwards of their six. So they've got five forward spots already locked and loaded. So it's going to take...
They'll take eight more then, right?
Yeah, exactly. So there's eight spots.
And guys like Celebrini and Bedard having just phenomenal years. They were not. Celebrini's on the team. He's on the team already.
Correct. And Brad Marchand held his spot.
Yeah.
There's just a lot of guys for those eight spots. So the great news is he's in the mix. And again, like I said, I think that, to be honest, it's as good as making the team.
Perfect segue into our friend for Maria, who has another question about the Olympics. Good morning, Maria.
Well, I have actually two questions, and how can you realistically consider taking Alex Steeves out of the lineup when everyone gets back healthy? This guy's been doing his job and more. And the other thing is, how are your construction skill guys? Because it sounds like they might need a little help building a rink there.
Yeah. The Olympic debacle that is the NHL size rink, which is really going to be more like the old Odd in Buffalo.
Yeah.
It's what it's going to be.
Well, yeah, well, Boston Garden.
And the old guard. Yeah, I got to find out. I should ask that today.
That's why Ray Bourque had a million shots every night, because he could shoot from center ice, and it was a threat in the old garden.
So if you haven't been following this story, not only is the rink maybe, not barely, because I will not say that it will, but maybe get completed in time for the Olympics. And this is a rink that has been approved. By the way, they get the bid, if I heard correctly, in 2019.
Yeah.
And they didn't start doing anything for the rink until 2023.
It's crazy.
Okay? I mean, I understand the nice taking the strolls in Italy and enjoying the wine and your, the pasta is your appetizer before, you know, after the antipasta, before the big meal, etc. All that stuff. I get it. I get it. I love it, by the way. But construction's different. Get it done. And now the rink is going to be 3 to 4 feet short of regulation. People asked, is this going to be an Olympic size rink, which is 200 feet long by 100 wide? No, it's an NHL. That's the deal that the players made with the IIHF. It's in the IOC. It's 200 by 85. It's an NHL regulation rink, except the problem is what we're hearing is it's going to be about 196 to 197, which you say, well, what's the big deal? What's the difference? Who cares? Baseball fields are different. It's different. Mm-hmm. It's very different, and 3 feet matters. 3 to 4 feet is going to make a difference for these guys.
It will. It will. It's even just going to, for the goalies, it'll change the angles just a little bit. It'll feel small out there if they get to. Listen, they'll find a way to put the popsicle sticks together.
It's going to be paper mache together.
100%. It is going to be paper mache. It's just comedy. It really is. It's too bad it's a story, but it is kind of a comical story at the same time.
All right, not to go too far into it, but if, and you know, it could turn out awesome, but if it doesn't, and the players impact their game, their health, which is the biggest thing, their safety, and then their enjoyment, how much does this put into their heads? Maybe we don't go again. Or do they just say, we're going to have absolute ironclad agreements that everything will be done, but you can say that all you want. The whole Olympic thing is
a whole different animal. Like you can't trust anything those guys do.
Right, that's my point.
I think I'm the players are locked and loaded on this one. This is the one thing the players have collectively bargained that is theirs, that they love doing. I suppose if it becomes very unenjoyable and guys go over there and have a terrible experience in the village, or it just starts to become too much, the seasons like this are too much, and it doesn't become fun for them. But I just don't see a scenario where guys say they don't want to play for their country, they don't want to go to Olympics, and this is something.
Canada Cup.
It's just not the Olympics, though.
I understand that.
And I think it's just, it is different. It really is just a little different. So I just know how the players, this has been a big thing for the players since 98. Guys just don't want to give this up.
Well, I get it, but when they went, and especially in Salt Lake, that in Vancouver, those are perfect scenarios.
Yeah, of course.
And they weren't even perfect. I mean, Vancouver was better. I mean, Salt Lake was the rink was all right. I mean, not glorious, but they went there and they played and it was everything. And it's in the country, et cetera, so it means something different.
Yep. But think about like what the guys love is like their families going over.
I get it. That part I get.
That's what the hockey stuff really is kind of secondary to the experience and the idea that they're there and you know, representing and can go home and always say they were Olympians.
I'm old enough. I'm a lot older than you are. Keep it to amateurs. That's my take.
But just like college football.
I know. All right, we'll take another call real here quick, and then I got a question from social media as well. Chris, welcome into Morning Brew, Jaffe and Razor.
Hey, guys. Love the show. Actually enjoying an iced Fazenda coffee Morning Brew right now.
Oh, love there it. You go. There you go, Fazenda.
Absolutely. Razor, I'm on iced coffee team, just like you.
Yeah, I don't know how you guys do it.
My question to you, Razor, is my wife and I are actually going to the Shoresy Classic tomorrow where the alumni team is playing. Are you going to be on the ice?
I am going to be lighting up the left wing, absolutely. Up and down the left wing for the Bruins alumni against Shorzy tomorrow afternoon, 3 o'clock at the Garden. So, yeah, I'll be out there. Staying away from the puck.
Awesome. I know that the proceeds help the Boston Bruins Foundation, so I hope to sell out.
I do too. Yeah, we had a great time with the guys last year. We played at Gannis. Now we're at the Garden. So yeah, hopefully it raises a ton of money. This is the season to be raising money for places like the Bruins Foundation, who do so much and give out to all the different charities. So and the Shorzy guys are awesome guys. So it should be fun.
Yeah, thanks for the call. Great stuff. Looking forward to that tomorrow. Should be a ton of fun. Get your skates ready. Get your equipment ready. Tape
Sparks
new
machine.
Tape.
Sparks machine's going to get used Atta tonight.
Boy.
Yeah, I'm going to use the Sparks for
new
first
tape
time
job.
In a while.
New tape job.
Yeah,
too.
I might
Please
have to let the kids put the tape. I'll let Decky do that. Decky can take.
Yeah,
my stick
do a new tape job. Yeah. Don't if you're going to go out and be a forward, don't embarrass a skater. Okay, please.
Fair enough.
Okay. One other. I got a question that was presented to us by our buddy Dom. The other day on social media, we put out some questions, or if we wanted to. And what it basically was saying, and he had a picture showing the difference. So I know this is, you know, radio and pod's not a visual media, but Jeremy Swayman's headgear, his mask,
yep.
His eye area rises. It's more above his eye line. Mm-hmm. Is that right? It's above his brow line, okay? Whereas Corpus Sallow's is lower. It's almost below his brow line. Mm-hmm. Where he wears it, what's the difference? Why, you know, what can you do? You have you talked to the guys about this before?
It's hard for me to explain because I don't have a million words in my vocabulary. But essentially, think about the idea: the puck is on the ice all the time, so you're not really looking up. You never look up, or very rarely as a goaltender. So everything's down. So it depends on where the cage sits. Some guys look above the bar, some mm-hmm. guys will look below the bar, and that'll also depend on where that mask sits on their face. But the idea, like the picture where Corpus Sallow has it right above his eyes, that just means he the way his head tilt is, how he looks at pucks on the ice in his stance, that gives him the open through those two eye holes.
I'm not being a smart aleck at all. Is it almost like horses with their blinders? They shift differently, so they, again, he focus. He must have an issue, I'm guessing. We can ask him maybe later today. He doesn't want to look up and maybe see any stands at all or anything.
Well, but it's also like where the bars sit on your face. So like he could look a little higher or want to look further above the bars mm-hmm. than Jeremy Swayman does. So it's just really where the mask sits. They have two different mask companies too,
right?
They're two separate. It's not like it's not apples to apples. A lot of different masks will sit different ways. They sit differently. Everyone's head's different.
Yeah.
So the whole idea though is just the easiest way to think about it, and everybody's is different, is because of their sight line to the puck on the ice through their bars.
There you go. Great stuff. And something that, I got an idea that I'll talk to you about in the break that I've been wanting to do here on Morty Brew with Jaffe and Razor a bit more. Or on Nesson, one of the two. All right, we're going to head to break in a second. Coming up after the break for our last segment, we'll reset and get you ready again for tonight's game against the New Jersey Devils. We'll talk about a couple of other players. We had another defenseman make his Boston Bruins debut the other night. We'll talk about Victor Soderstrom. We'll talk about the Eastern Conference just a little bit. We'll try and get it all in the last segment. You're listening to Saturday Morning Brew with Jaffe and Razor.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Let's start with Charlie. I mean, it was great to see him out there today, first time in the red jersey. So, no, nothing really. He's going to skate all week, day by day. We'll see how it goes next week, but there's no timeline. Pasa, yeah, no, same thing. We're still hoping he's going to start skating soon, but so far, yeah, he was just not ready yet.
All right, Marco Sturm from the other day, not from yesterday, but McAvoy now has been out there a couple of times. He got put through a pretty good heavy-duty skate a few times. John McClain the other day out there after the Thursday morning skate. Charlie skating with Jeffrey Vial for a solid 30 minutes, maybe even a little longer. I mean, he worked him out hard, which is part of it. Charlie talking to the media, talking about losing some significant weight, having the, what did he call the fracture? It was a straight line or something like that fracture. You know, he had a surgery to get the jaw together, the left side of the jaw, lost a bunch of teeth. And I mean a bunch of teeth. Pasternak, though, starting to get revved up again. Hopefully that's, I don't know. Hopefully, like Arvidsson, 5 days, 7 day type thing, right? Remember, he had to come back from a lower body injury before, you know, for 5-7 days. You have to see how things react and all that. So, a couple of quick updates, too, outside of the NHL. The Boston College Bruins, I'm sorry, Boston College Eagles, they won last night. They beat Lowell, and all three goals scored for BC by Boston Bruins property players. James Hagans with the goal and Dean Letourneau with two goals. So now, last year, 36 games, Letourneau, three assists and 34 shots on goal. This year, 15 games, eight goals, eight assists, 52 shots on goal. Quite the difference.
It is.
I mean, you know, a lesson in patience.
Yes.
A lesson in late first round picks are just that. Now, still doesn't mean anything.
No.
But it sure, but yet it means a ton in the sense of he's on your radar. And I'm talking legit on your radar, like just like Hagans now, Razor.
No question. If he's on everybody's radar now.
Yeah.
Again, these kids are, they're 18 years old, they're 19 years old, and they're just trying to figure their lives out. And you can have up and down scenarios and not knowing what they're going to actually be. And it's great when you see some of that patience pay off for everybody. And that's what this is all about. So he's in a great spot. He's in a perfect place now. Everybody at BC loves him. He's playing lots. He's soaring. And now he can take the next step from there.
Fans love him. They chant his name every time he touches the puck. Dude, it's great. But him,
it's actually it's endearing, right, when you actually struggle like that and you come through on the other side. Like
Last year was tough.
It was really tough for him. And you're able to bounce back from that. It's a cool story.
And great for Hagans now, too.
Yes.
You know, the sophomore, 17 points in 15 games. And, you know, a lot of pressure on him, not just being this year first-round pick. Remember, a couple of years he was projected top three overall. Mm-hmm. He fell to seven, which was a boon, a huge boon for the Bruins to pick him there. But regardless, you know, this team in Chestnut Hill isn't as offensively depth talented, but he's now coming through. Point of game is awesome.
Correct. It's not like it was where they had a line of guys, or if there was four guys, and then they had Cutter Gauthier on the second line.
That's right,
who scored 40 goals. So they don't have that. So Haggins isn't going to get 90 points because there's just not a lot of extra points to go around. He's the one that has to do all of it down there, a lot of it. So the fact that he's above a point a game is real good first half for him.
It's great. It's great for the Bruins, as you see. Everybody notices now. It continues to add to your cachet of assets. Yes.
Yep.
It's great stuff. And so if you're out there and you're driving to your game right now and you're a kid that's, first of all, just love hockey, right? Just go out and love it. But if you're a kid that's kind of middle of the pack, right? I'm telling you right now, there's a 16-year-old kid out there.
Yes.
Right now, anywhere, not just in Boston, New England, but around the world that nobody has heard of, that nobody has on their draft board. Nowhere. That is going to make it.
Yep.
Whether it's to Division III college, Division I, Canadian juniors, right?
Tons of them.
NHL. There's somebody out there. Tons of them right now.
Keep playing.
Play the long game.
Have fun.
Because, you know, we get all wrapped up that the 15-year-old, oh, my God, if they're not this or that, they're done. Holy you know what. It's literally their babies as far as hockey goes.
No.
The long game, and I will fully admit, as a parent and as a coach, it is hard still. It is. Because you always want, right? You want your kid not to be the best, but to be able to have the most, meaning to do the best possible thing. It's hard, but you know what? Play the long game in the end. All right, speaking of the long game this week, let's wrap up this Morning Brew, Saturday Brew with Jaffe and Razor. Reminder, folks, tonight, Bruins against the New Jersey Devils, game at 7, pre at 6, early pre at 5, as we will be simulcast. Replayed on Nesson as well. Devils come into town, a little bit of a wounded team. No Jack Hughes up front. No Brendan Dillon on the back end. Big loss for them.
Yes.
Big guy just played his 1,000th game and got into a big kerfuffle with the Columbus Blue Jackets, Dmitry Voronkov. He is Voronkov. He is a monster. But still, as Razor said earlier, if you didn't catch this, a very fast team. They are a north-south type team. They want to move the puck up the ice. And so this is going to be a very different pace game than we saw against St. Louis the other night.
Yes, it will be. And it'll be important for the back end to be on their horse getting back. Because, again, when they get struggling, New Jersey, they speed up.
Yeah.
And they put pucks in and they just go. So you're going to have to break the puck out really well.
Speaking of back end, Victor Soderstrom gets his Bruins debut the other night. 13 minutes, 14 minutes or so against
plus two.
Quick thoughts on what we saw from Soderstrom. We expect the right shot defenseman to be in the lineup again tonight.
We do, and anytime, like we talked about post game, anytime your 10th defenseman of the season comes in, wins a game 5-2, is +2, plays 14 minutes, didn't really notice him, which is a good thing. Mm-hmm. In a good way, you didn't notice him. You have depth in your organization. So, but like we talked about, there's going to be more pressure points, I think,
tonight's
for him
totally different
than he did in St. Louis, just because St. Louis was a dog the other night.
Right, and so, you know, right now they've got him on a pair with Mason Lowry. They started most of their shifts in the O-zone.
Yep.
Try to protect them in that way, to be protected. We'll look for more of that tonight. In theory, the rest of the Bruins, in theory, I say everybody that played the other night looks to be healthy for this one, too, based on practice. Bruins will have an optional practice this morning, so if you're thinking ahead to Warrior for the 10:30 skate, don't be surprised if not many guys are out there.
I didn't see that. That's annoying.
Yeah.
Because I got to go over there.
Do you?
Yeah.
We can go over another coffee.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, my daughter, Evie's got a game right now. So
you're running.
Yeah. I'm whoop.
Okay.
All over.
All right.
It's good.
Fuel up the Prius. All right, folks. Great stuff this morning. Thank you for joining us here Saturday Morning Brew with Jaffe and Razor. We will be back with you next Saturday. The Boston Bruins wrap up this homestand-ish. It's a short one, but they wrap it up with their game tonight before they hit the road for 3 next week. Until then, everybody, enjoy your Saturday. Let's go Bruins tonight. We'll talk to you next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.